This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
As much as Josh Allen got support from James Cook, he was the 16th leading rusher in the league. Receiving core, they lost Stephon Diggs. Yet he won 10 of his last 12, one pick after December 1st, I think. And again, when you play the Bills, there is one and one mission only, and that is to stop Josh Allen. When you play the Ravens this year, some teams made the choice to concentrate on Derrick Henry. That, of course, opened things up a bit for Lamar Jackson.
And the more I hear of like the takey people agreeing about the award, the less I feel good about Josh Allen winning.
Yeah, the dirtier you feel.
Yes.
Just, yeah, Colin Coward's thinking the same way I am. What's happening right now?
Like, great. Now kinda, I want to vomit.
Right.
You know, like that's kind of how I feel about
the clickbaiters are, you know, agreeing with us.
Are we the bad guys?
Hold on. It's the villain arc right now.
Yeah. Are we the bad guys? But real quick, though, to get on a very serious note before we go and get to Mark, the Bills did announce. We are saddened to learn about the passing of former Bills head coach Dick Geron. We're thinking of his friends, family, and loved ones during this difficult time. Dick Geron passing away at the age of 74. One of the first names that you think of when it comes to the Bills and their drought history. A nice man by many accounts. One of the nicest people you could meet. And an unfortunate tenure here with the Bills, but still a memorable name of someone that you think of during the drought and its history. So to Dick Geron, rest in peace. And again, thoughts to his friends and his family and loved ones.
Yes.
As well.
Yes. In our thoughts. And that's tough to hear about.
Yeah, it is. But when you end up in the Bills history, you're a Bill.
Yeah. Once a Bill, always a Bill. Just kind of how it goes.
So I would imagine he will have the fan base's support.
Absolutely.
As it goes. Tough to transition from that sort of thing.
Yes.
Very. But we're going to have to.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because there is a Super Bowl being played tomorrow. And with that game comes a tradition. A tradition that I am lucky to partake in every year with. We've talked with Mark Schofield for years. And we get to do that once again here for the Super Bowl as Mark joins us now on the West Hur Hotline. Mark, first of all, how are you now?
Good, and you?
No, not so bad.
Oh, not so bad.
It's Derek and Joe. It's great to hear from you again, man. And we talked with you before the season started, and, well, the Bills season concluded, and we get to hear from you once again. Mark, first of all, thanks again for taking the time, as you always do on a Super Bowl weekend for us, but also just in general to be able to hear from you. And yay, it's Chiefs and Eagles.
Right? I mean, after the conference championship weekend, I was doing the whole radio gauntlet after those games, and people were asking, you know, how excited are you about the Super Bowl? And my sort of stock answer was, I'll get there. Still trying to get there. I mean, I think we had so many intriguing matchups with those, you know, final four teams to land on Chiefs Eagles yet again. Left, I think, a lot of people disappointed. I think it's going to be a very good game. I think once we get to kickoff, there's a lot of fun schematic matchups, matchups along both offensive and defensive lines that I think are going to be fantastic to see play out. But, yeah, I mean, as somebody that was kind of hoping for a Buffalo-Washington Super Bowl, this is not where I wanted the sort of die roll to land with these two teams yet again.
Yeah, and especially like around here, of course, you know, it's the Chiefs again that put them down. It's the Chiefs again that deny them. And it was the AFC Championship game where this Bills team really did seem to be a little bit more of this playing loose with an attitude that like was they're not afraid of the failure or the fall anymore. And yet here it is, the fall happens and we're like, ah, the fall still stinks, man.
Yeah. The fall is never fun.
No, oh, yeah.
The fall is never enjoyable. And, you know, there's always fan bases like, say, Browns fans or others that are like, well, I mean, at least you got to an AFC championship game. That doesn't make the fall any more enjoyable. You know, it's not like you can get to, like, June and July and training camps come around the corner and you start thinking, well, it was great they got to an AFC championship game. That doesn't make it fun. So, you know, it's part of losing. It's part of sports. That somebody's going to end up on the losing end. It just really, really stings when you fall up, come up short in a conference championship game, and then, you know, 500 million people are all excited about the Super Bowl, and you're sitting there watching, like, man, why? Why? Like, couldn't I be doing anything else? Couldn't this have gone a different way for us?
Yeah, it is. It's irritating to say the least. But at the same time, Bills fans did manage to get themselves a little bit of a nice little jolt 2 days before the Super Bowl. Josh Allen winning the MVP over Lamar Jackson. Mark, what did you think about the race as a whole this year and its outcome as it was different from the All-Pro voting?
Yeah, I thought it was fascinating the way this entire MVP race unfolded. And I think it's amazing how deep in the weeds we've all on the media side have gotten into analyzing the MVP vote in terms of what does valuable really mean. I mean, I've read and had some discussions with people that did have votes, people that didn't have votes about, well, you know, value can really, you can look to say Joe Burrow. I mean, who is more valuable to their team than Joe Burrow? I mean, we've really gotten deep into the weeds on the term of most valuable player and sort of focusing on that word valuable. I think, and I was saying this, you know, as the season wound down and the discussion really ramped up, I said, you know, whether it's Lamar or whether it's Josh Allen, either one of them is a worthy winner of this award this year when you look at what they've done. I had a feeling that this was kind of how it was going to land, where there was going to be some sort of, for better or worse, for lack of a better phrase, some Lamar Jackson voter fatigue, where, look, he's won it twice. Josh has been up for this a couple of times. Maybe it's his turn. I think when you sort of take a step back and look at the two seasons that both players had, I think statistically you might be able to make a case that Lamar should have won. But I think when you look at what Allen did with his team, and you had, again, strange bedfellows this conversation is made for, because when you've got, like you guys were saying, the take artists agreeing with Josh Allen winning an MVP, it kind of makes you feel like, what? Like you guys were saying, are we the baddies now?
Are we the bad guys?
You look at the way that Bill's team played this year, the way Josh played this year, the way that team played down the stretch, the way he played down the stretch, I think he certainly deserved this award. The only sort of, I don't know if criticism is the right word, the only real head scratcher out of this entire voting process was seeing somebody that had Lamar Jackson fourth. Like, if you wanted to make a case that, okay, Saquon Barkley in the season he had was worthy of a first or second place vote, then maybe drop Lamar to three. But to drop Lamar to four, that was the one that really sort of left me scratching my head.
Yeah, I actually had a little fun with numbers moment yesterday about the voting there, Mark, with that Jim Miller vote to put Lamar in fourth. Had the first place votes split down the middle 25-25, that fourth place vote from Miller would have actually been the reason Jackson loses by a point. So that would have been, oh boy, everyone's up in arms.
Yeah, that would have made for, I mean, look, not that social media is fun, but that would have made it brutal.
What are you talking about? It's so fun.
Yes, it's the greatest. I love logging on every morning. It's fun to see my mentions and to see the DMs that slip through.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it's that would have made for a thermonuclear day on the timelines of every sort of social media website, because that's the way with the voting and the way it works right now. And when they switched to this format, I actually wrote the year that they switched, it's like you might see a weird scenario where somebody decides, you know, I don't like this player, or out of spite, or maybe they just filled the ballot out wrong or whatever. They have somebody in like fourth or fifth place and it actually decides who wins MVP. And you're right. We came very close to that scenario this year.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So, Mark, Derek and I were talking in the last segment about the narrative, Josh Allen actually hoisting that MVP trophy. Does this? What do you think this does for his legacy? I feel like he can escape the Phillip Rivers accusations now a little bit, the allegations, if you will. Where do you think this puts him and his legacy at this point in his career with an MVP now?
Yeah, I mean, I obviously think it bolsters his eventual legacy. You know, it lends credence to the fact that he was one of the best quarterbacks of his generation, which I think, you know, even had he not won MVP, I think, you know, when he eventually steps away from the game, people would have had that belief anyway. I think you see how he plays the game, how he's sort of changed the position a little bit, how the Bills' offense obviously runs straight through him. And there's already an argument to be made that he was one of the best quarterbacks of his generation, but I think this solidifies this. Obviously, you know, the comp that Bills fans don't want to hear is that sort of Dan Marino comp, which is one of the best to ever play the position, one of the greatest quarterbacks of his generation, but never won a Super Bowl. Now, that's probably still going to be enough. You know, if the Bills and Josh Allen never win one, he's probably going into the Hall of Fame. But certainly everybody listening to the show right now is hoping that he avoids that comp and gets to and wins a Super Bowl eventually. But I still think that had he not won, the case is very strong that he's one of the best quarterbacks of this generation. But this certainly adds credence to the fact that, yes, he is, without a doubt, one of the best quarterbacks of this current era.
Mark Schofield of SB Nation joining us here on the West Terra Hotline. There's a Super Bowl tomorrow. getting
we
back
have to do this. We,
yeah.
we can talk F1, whatever you guys want. I mean, we can completely duck this game.
That is true. Mark is versatile, man. He's the guy that I go to for these sorts of things. But there is enough intrigue to this game. There could be history threatening to be made by the Kansas City Chiefs. There is a Philadelphia Eagles team looking for vengeance in trying to get back to winning a Super Bowl against these Chiefs that put them down a couple years back. Mark, what are your big keys that you're looking for in this game that can see the game swing one way or another, starting with Philadelphia?
Yeah, I mean, we know Philly's going to want to run the ball. Nobody runs it more than they do. Nobody's run it more than they have this year. But I do think a lot of this hinges on how efficient Jalen Hurts can be when they do throw it. And specifically what I'm keeping my eye on, and look, I don't want to bring up, if I say the word sim pressures right now, a lot of Bills fans are going to start to sort of shake a little bit after that fourth down play. But that's going to be a critical part of tomorrow's game, because that's an area where Hurts has struggled against the blitz generally, but specifically against sim pressures. You look back at some of the ones he's seen this year, certainly that divisional round game against the Rams. I know weather was something of a factor in that, but when he's seen sim pressures, he's struggled. And Steve Spagnuolo is going to throw a lot of them at him, I believe, tomorrow. How efficient can he be when he sees those? He doesn't need to hit for big plays, but he needs to capitalize on those moments, get to the right read quickly, get the ball out of his hands, keep the drive moving. Don't, you know, when they see sim pressures on, say, a 2nd-and-7 situation, if you can get it at the 3rd-and-1, you're fine. If you end up in 3rd-and-14, you're going to be in trouble. And so that's, I think, when Philadelphia has the football, something I'm certainly going to be watching. Now, on the flip side, when Kansas City has the football, how effective can they be out of the slot? You know, I think moving players around, whether they get Worthy into the slot a little bit, whether they get Kelce operated almost exclusively out of the slot, I think that's something I'm going to keep an eye on. And then the other thing, when Kansas City has the football, Creed Humphrey has given up, I think, 7 pressures this season. Will that continue against this defensive line, against, you know, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis? They get Brandon Graham back, maybe. You know, will that continue? Or did Philadelphia get a little bit of push on the interior through those A-gaps and get Mahomes off the spot, flushed out of the pocket early in the down? We know we can create off structure outside the pocket, but it's tougher to do that if you're consistently getting those interior pressure looks. And if we think back to when Kansas City lost to Tampa Bay, no, that was a big part of the story. He's getting pressure on Mahomes, getting him off the spot early in the down, and getting pressure early in the down through those interior gaps. And so those are the sort of keys that I'll be watching tomorrow. You know, there's the sort of, like you sort of teed up there, there's the history aspect to it. Kansas City, a chance to win, you know, 3 straight Super Bowls, never been done before. Also some history on the other side. If the Eagles win this game, it's the first time we've had a quarterback Super Bowl rematch where, you know, it wasn't swept. You know, in the 3 previous installments, you know, Manning versus Brady, Aikman versus Jim Kelly, you know, Bradshaw versus Staubach, the quarterback that won the first game won the rematch. We've never seen it split 1-1. So that would be a little bit of a Eagles first for the NFL. But as far as the game goes, those are the things I'll be looking at when each team has the ball.
This is why I have you, Mark. This is why, because you bring in things that I wouldn't have even thought of, like a potential split of a playoff matchup like that in the Super Bowl. So thank you for that. I appreciate that.
That's what I do, my friend.
That's what I appreciate about you.
You're a good friend.
Mark, of course, you know I wouldn't have you on here without asking the question. You know, you've got your Super Bowl plans or anything where there's a spread. What are you looking out for the food this time around for Super Bowl Sunday?
So doing a couple of different things. We're going to make... we're trying something called Cowboy Caviar, which is like a vegetarian, bean-heavy sort of dip. My wife, literally in the past like hour, you know, because we were having some friends and family over, you know, sent me this text message with the recipe. But she was like, would you even eat this? Would you even try this? And I said, yeah, I'll give it a shot.
So it's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. That might be one of my all-time favorite party snacks. And I'm not a big bean guy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Now I'm very excited. We're also doing a bit of a KC Philly sort of menu. I had a dear friend, my old colleague over at Inside the Pylon, Chuck Zotta, was kind enough to send me some frozen barbecue from a place that he loves a couple weeks ago. So we're going to have that sort of as a KC side of things. We're going to make some cheesesteaks for a Philly side of things. So we're going to do that too. But mainly, I'm just going to be sitting in front of the laptop cranking out stories. I mean, that's the weird thing about, you know, being in this media space, you know, we're having friends and they're buzzing around, eating and talking about the commercials. And I'm sitting there like, guys, quiet. I got to break down this blitz package that just threw it at Jalen Hurts on 3rd and 6. So it makes for a very tense situation. Like last year, for example, my mom and dad, they were playing Super Bowl squares and they kept winning quarter after quarter. And they're like, gleefully celebrated. And I'm like, can you please be quiet? I have to write this story about this sack of Brock Purdy. Like, I'm trying to focus here. So it's a fun, you know, afternoon, fun evening, trying to balance it all. But that's the spread for tomorrow. A little Cowboy caviar. Excited to try that now, especially with that recommendation. And a little KC Philly menu split.
There you go. Mark, I always appreciate you, man. Thank you, as always, for joining us. And it was a pleasure to talk with you once again.
Always a blast, my friends. Try to enjoy the game tomorrow. It is a fun little event. I've seen some of the commercials already. There's going to be an interesting one from Dunkin' Donuts. I'm just going to say that right now.
All right. Okay. There we go.
I saw the Mountain Dew one with Seal already.
Yeah, that's a little much, too. I saw you like Seal, and I was like, ooh, whoa, what are we doing here?
Who knows at this point, man?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Mark, very, very bizarre.
Mark, thank you as always, and go ahead, do your thing. Plug the channels.
Yeah, you know, you can find me all on the socials. Mark Schofield, pretty much everywhere I go. I try to keep it simple. I mean, you got X, you got Threads, you got Blue Sky. I mean, my Snap Face, all those places. I'm on all of them. Just SBNation.com. That's the easiest place.
Mark, we'll talk again probably sooner than usual because you know, there's a team that we didn't even get to touch on that you usually cover within the division.
That team at all. We could just skip that, head straight to draft one. Like I said, whatever you guys want to talk about, just not the Patriots.
All right. Well, fair enough. Now I know.
There you go.
All right, Mark. It's a pleasure.
Friends,
thank you.
Enjoy the game.
Thanks, Mark.
That's Mark Schofield of SB Nation joining us there on the West Her Hotline. It's always fun talking to Mark.
And also, he's F1 knowledge is through the roof.
Yes.
I was doing something with Zach Jones one day. And
he doesn't know just ball. He knows a lot of things.
Yes.
Including F1.
Yes.
He's got good TV recommends, too.
Yeah. Hopefully I guided him right on the Cowboy caviar. That's an all-timer for me.
There you go.
So
we'll talk about Super Bowl food a little bit too here.
Sounds good.
Because I am rooted in nonsense. Mm-hmm. Speaking of nonsense, the Booty Cheek of the Week coming up next.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.